In just two generations, South Korea has been transformed from a country with mass illiteracy and extreme poverty to an economic powerhouse with the world's top-performing schools. And it's education that's driving South Korea's success. With few natural resources, human capital is everything. But having the world's best students in maths and literacy has its costs. South Korean teenagers have the highest rates of unhappiness and suicide in the world. North Asia correspondent Matthew Carney reports.
In the upmarket area of Gangnam in Seoul, it's 7:30 a.m. and Kim So-hyung is just beginning her day. She's in her critical final year, preparing for a CSAT test, an exam that will determine her future. Like most, So-hyung will do about 15 hours of school in a day. So when a normal school day ends at 4 p.m, So-hyung will start a self-study session that will last until 11 p.m.
I really feel frustrated when I do make mistakes. I even cry, but I usually forget bad things quickly and think that I'll do better in the next exam.
Most kids do their second shift of school at Hagwons or cram schools. There are about 100,000 Hagwons nationwide, and it's an industry worth $20 billion a year. Ho Jae-woo attends an elite Hagwon till 10 p.m. every night. He's also in his final year, but he knows the system is out of control.
This just isn't me. I like soccer and listening to music, but I can't do these things.
The tragic cost of having the best performing students in the world is that it takes a toll on their mental health. Many can't cope. South Korea has the highest rates of suicide in the world, and it's growing fastest among 10 to 19-year-olds. This 18-year-old boy who wants to remain unidentified says he's contemplated suicide because of academic pressure. He's now getting help at one of the few shelters for teen runaways in the capital, Seoul.
I think if parents stop forcing their children to study so hard and help them to do what they want to do, there will be fewer situations like mine.
The government knows things have to change, and not only for the sake of the kids, but also for the future success of the country. Lee Joo-ho is a former education minister who helped start a reform process.
Korea needs to change from a country that is good at manufacturing to a country that can invent many new things. So rather than relying on a system of cram schools and multiple choice, we need a new creative teaching style.
This is Matthew Carney reporting for AM in Seoul in South Korea.